starts thinking I'm strange. Well, you'll do that from time to time. Good to have you back. I'll go underground, get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst and what is best. Van Morrison. A number of years ago, people were asked, "What if you had one album, who would you choose?" Van Morrison came out on top of that list at a time when he wasn't particularly well-known. I can see that. You know, I can see where he might come out on top. At any rate, good to have you here. Listen, the United States back in the game here with hypersonic missile technology. The United States Air Force conducted the first successful launch of a hypersonic weapon. It flew at better than 5 times the speed of sound, right? So over 3,000 miles an hour. Our highly skilled team made history on its first air-launched hypersonic weapon, said Lieutenant Colonel Michael Youngquist. He's the director of the 419th Flight Test Squadron and the Global Power Bomber Combined Test Force, which executed the test. "We're doing everything we can to get this game-changing weapon to the war fighter as soon as possible," said Youngquist. Brigadier General Heath Collins, Program Executive Officer for Weapons, celebrated the, quote, "major accomplishment" after a B-52H Super Fortress, Stratofortress, that is, released an AGM-183A Air-Launched Rapid Response Weapon, ARRW, at Edwards Air Force Base, California, happened Saturday. Major accomplishment, the team's tenacity, expertise, and commitment key in overcoming the past year's challenges to get us to the recent success. We're ready to build on what we've learned and continue moving hypersonics forward. The new weapon, according to the United States Air Force, will expand precision strike capabilities, specifically against heavily defended land targets. Expect to hear about that being used sometime soon, because it's only theory until you can use it. And the warmongers, they'll want to use it against somebody. They'll come up with some excuse to use it somewhere. Say, see, look how that works. We blew them right up. Maybe it'll be in Somalia. Maybe it'll be in Ukraine, so we can get in a straight-on fight with what's left of the Russian army. By the way, apparently, according to the United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense, and interestingly enough, the UK has been in the lead on all of this and what's been going on, as maybe they should be, of what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, after all, it's their continent, not ours. They say as much as one-third of the Russian ground forces may have been wiped out in the fight in Ukraine over the last couple of months. Remarkable. And they also say that Russia's precision-guided missiles may be depleted as well, which is why they're going to, if you will, dumb bombs and not smart bombs. So, got that going on. Meanwhile, Congress is going to hold historic public UFO hearings. All true. As the military struggles to understand mystery flying phenomena. So you've got the hypersonic missiles. Maybe this is a response to that. Maybe this is technology from these folks. A lot of unexplained aerial phenomena. We don't know what they are, and they can't be easily rationalized as weather phenomena or balloons or anything else. So it's quite a mystery. So says House Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who is proof that aliens mated with humans. We're going to press them on some very... Come on. You didn't like that, Bob? Come on. Whatever. We're going to press them on some very serious issues, said Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana, who chairs the House Intelligence Counterterrorism, Counterintelligence and Counterproliferation Subcommittee. He said in a statement announcing the hearing that it's crucial for the government to, quote, seriously evaluate and respond to any potential national security risks, especially those we do not fully understand. You mean security risks like Hillary Clinton? Those kind of risks that we do not fully understand? Mm-hmm. Just remember, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. The hearing on what the U.S. government officially calls unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP, will come after years of unexplained sightings, primarily by U.S. military personnel, of objects flying around, which often have no discernible propulsion systems, and incredibly unusual patterns of movement and incredible speed and agility. The Black Vault earlier this year published a report that said the government recorded 144 reports between 2004 and 2021, including 80 involving observation with multiple sensors, reporting including common shapes of the UAPs. Although the entire sections of the shapes are redacted, there haven't been hearings in the U.S. Congress on UFOs since the 1960s. Since the 1960s. So, you had all of these. One hearing was held on the matter in 1968. Around that time, then-Congressman Jerry Ford of Michigan called for investigations into the Air Force's Project Blue Book, which was shut down in 1969. Undersecretary of Defense back then, Ronald Moultrie, and Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray, they'll testify this week, but it's not clear how much they will be willing or able to share in a public forum. I think they'll be comfortable telling the public what we do know and what we do not know, said Schiff, but they'll be very careful not to speculate that this is some extraterrestrial or this is some foreign adversary with some unknown technology. They will set up the limits of what we know and what we don't. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out, or we're not. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, UFO hearings this week on Capitol Hill. Interesting stuff. Come on. It's interesting, right? It's interesting stuff. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick break and be back right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page, would you? She'll help you. You're going to love it. I'll be right back.